Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Wayne Bowman. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Well, the fall, of course, upon us.
Yes, I hope it is.
Well, we keep telling ourselves that, huh? But it's a very good time, really, for all kinds of gardening, isn't it?
That is correct. But because of the hot weather, we've been having some trouble getting things to germinate. I know that I put beans and shucks. Big red things. Oh, beets. Beets and things like that. Some of these things didn't germinate at all. The soil is what was way too hot and still is way too hot. I suspect with the cooling we expect over the next couple of weeks, they'll start coming up. But we are kind of pushing the envelope on these things because of the expected, you know, the average, the median date of the first frost is the middle of November.
Yeah.
Some of these things takes more than 60 days. So
you're talking about plants you've already put in the ground.
Yeah. I had an entire row of beets, which is runs about 60 foot in my garden.
Yeah.
Not a one came up. Not a one came up. And
but you're still somewhat hopeful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I certainly am. If I get them in the next next week or so, I should be able to get large enough beets to make them worth my while.
I see.
My wife is waiting with a fork and a spoon.
Well, really? Well, you can have the beets as far as I'm concerned. But.
Now, other things are going to go in good. Kale's going to go in good.
Now, you're saying these now, are plants you can put
these
in
are
now.
Plants you can put in now. Kale, cabbage, broccoli, the coal crops, they all do well. Looking for transplants might be a challenge. Mm. I've looked around at some of the nurseries, and some of them have plants, some of them don't have plants. So it depends on who their supplier is. Actually, same way with the big box stores. It depends on their suppliers if they've gotten anything in. Sometimes they won't get them in. The suppliers are subject to the heat, too, and if they can't get the things to germinate, they can't come up with the plants.
What are the most popular fall vegetables that are planted in Northeast Texas?
Well, I think I just ran a list on
that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
okay.
but you can plant beans. Beans, you've got enough time for beans to make. I planted corn the middle of August, and it, just like the rest of it, one particular variety came up okay. Another variety didn't do well at all because of the heat.
Yeah. We're talking with Wayne Bowman, Hunt County Master Gardener. Now, it's also a good time for planting flowering plants. Perennials is what I'm thinking of in particular. Let them get their roots down before spring.
That is correct. Planting bulbs and things like that, it's getting to be time for that. Time to dig up some of the plants with bulbs, divide them. My wife always digs up her daffodils. They become the zucchini of flowers because there's so many bulbs on some of these things that eventually when people see you coming with a bag full of bulbs, they run. It's like having zucchini, if you recall, going to church and finding a pile in front of it.
Yeah. But what are some, as far as perennials that will come back from year to year, what are some good ones?
Well, you're talking about irises. You're talking about daffodils.
Yeah, it's a bulb.
Right. Lantanas will come back.
Lantana.
Things like that will come back. Now, one thing you really need to check when you go in to buy a plant is the hardiness zone on it.
Yep.
Big box stores in particular they just get plants in, you know, and if you take a look at the dates and the hardiness zone that they're intended for, that'll give you a better idea whether it's going to survive the entire winter here or not. It, you know, if you don't get the right hardiness zone on the plant, they won't survive.
And what is our zone?
It's a good question because we're kind of on the cusp here between a couple of different zones. The best thing to do is the USDA has an excellent chart online. So does Texas A&M. Take a look at that, and that way you can get the right spot. I hate to say we're in zone 7. Somebody plants something and it freezes.
Okay, but it's easily obtained online.
Yeah. And in fact, a lot of this, if you look at seed packets, it's usually have planting zones on them.
So. Do the plants that come to the stores, are they necessarily grown in Texas? Are they well suited to Texas in particular?
Not necessarily. Yeah. That's something you got to be careful about. You know,
are the nurseries maybe a little bit better?
Nurseries would be better because they're going to know what the climate is going to be like. But it can get tricky, especially we'll talk about this another time. Fruit trees is one thing that is
good,
very sensitive.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that coming up. Bluebonnets.
Yes.
Now it's time to put blue bonnets, and there's a good place to get those.
The toughest little plant in the world is a blue bonnet.
Mm.
Or I found out looking up stuff for this, a buffalo clover. I've never heard that term before.
That was what it was once called.
That's what it was once called.
I'll be darned.
Yes, you can get that. This is an excellent time to plant it, and I'm not going to go into big detail about planting or anything, but if you'll roll out to the USDA on 224, they have bluebonnet seed available. It's $35 a pound. A really nice little canvas bag full of bluebonnet seeds with a pretty little girl behind the counter to sell them to you.
Did you say 224 in Greenville?
Moved. In Greenville. They moved. They used to have some digs down there on 36 in the general area of Walmart. Now they have moved. They're about a mile out of town, northeast of Greenville.
It's on the north side of Greenville.
Yeah,
okay.
On 224, on the road between Greenville and Commerce.
All right, so, and now's the time to put those seeds out. The fall is the time to put those bluebonnet seeds out and other wildflower seeds.
That is correct. If you want things to come up in the spring, it's pretty much you're going to plant them now.
Now's the time. All right, good. Wade, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
All right, bring the cream next time.
Wade Bowman, hard man to please. Hunt County Master Gardener. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.